Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather is pleasant, with mild temperatures across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a cool evening, while Jerusalem remains slightly cooler. It's a calm night to be out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from Walla, Israel has established a secret military base in Iraq and attacked forces approaching it during the ongoing conflict with Iran. Also, earlier today, Ynet reported that three IDF reservists were wounded by explosive drones near the Lebanon border. Lebanon reports seven dead in the same incident. Also this hour, the IDF attacked an Islamic Jihad arms production factory in Gaza, according to JNS. The site was also used by Hamas. Separately, Axios earlier reported that former President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could assist Trump in brokering a peace deal with Iran. And finally, from JTA, a man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march has been sentenced to life in prison. The sons of a Jewish woman who died in the attack stated she suffered indescribable pain. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that the IRGC warned the U.S. Navy about any aggression against Iran's oil tankers, threatening a heavy assault. Andrew Fox, a journalist, reported that large drones are being used daily to smuggle arms into Gaza. Israel Hayom English shared a report 20 minutes ago about Israel's secret base deep inside Iraq, built before the Iran war. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the secret military base, according to Walla, Israel has strategically positioned this base in Iraq to monitor and counter Iranian influence in the region. The recent attack highlights the ongoing tension between Israel and Iran. For the region, this development signals a potential escalation of covert operations. Turning to the situation on the Lebanon border, Ynet reports that the drone attack on IDF reservists underscores the volatility in the area. This incident comes as Israel and Lebanon prepare for a third round of talks. Civilians on both sides remain on high alert as negotiations progress. Meanwhile, the IDF strike on the Gaza arms production site was part of an ongoing campaign to disrupt militant capabilities. JNS notes that both Islamic Jihad and Hamas utilized the factory. This strike follows increased cross-border tensions impacting the fragile humanitarian situation in Gaza. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlighted Trump's announcement of a ceasefire. This initiative is seen as a move to stabilize the region and perhaps pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. However, the internal political dynamics in Israel could complicate its implementation. Finally, JTA reported on the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman. This case closed a painful chapter for the victims' families, who now seek closure. The sentencing serves as a reminder of the persistent threat of domestic terrorism. On the economic front, CTEC reports that the strong shekel is becoming Israel's next economic crisis. Exporters are warning of possible layoffs and production shifts abroad as the currency continues to surge. Separately, Globes announced that AI e-commerce company Zai raised $60 million at a $500 million valuation. The startup, founded by the creators of Iron Source, has quickly gained attention since emerging from stealth. And finally, Ynet Business highlights Iran's economic collapse due to war and a naval blockade. With inflation nearing 70%, industries are shutting down and unemployment is rising. This situation further complicates regional stability. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.